Stacey and Jay Spoon, East Coast Radio.
Stacey and Jay Spoon until 7. Please tell the people the story because it's great.
It's a Friday at KZN. We think you are going to love this story. Now, unmarried or married, I think we all know that the mother-in-law relationship is one of the most well-known and most infamous relationships there is out there. And it's very important for you to make sure that you nurture this relationship so the outcome is at least positive. But if you have bad luck, you are just not liked for whatever reason. Now, there is a myth out there that's been trending for quite some time, Stacey. Many girlfriends, fiancés, and wives have claimed that there is truth in this myth that mother-in-laws are the worst of the worst. Now, such lady who experienced this hand of the worst of the worst mother-in-laws recently took to social media. Her name is Lisa. She explained on this post that the 21st of July was the anniversary of the day her boyfriend's mother called her to inform her that her son, Lisa's lover, was involved in a car accident and that he had died on the scene of the crash. To add insult to injury, she also told Lisa that she would not be invited to the funeral because the couple was not married. Never heard that before. Invitation to a funeral.
But wait, there's more. So when you think that this couldn't be more like, it does get more because actually none of this is true. It was all part of an elaborate lie to end the relationship between Lisa and her then lover. So she writes in the social media post, 5 years back on this day, I received a call from my boyfriend's mother telling me that her son was involved in a car accident and dies on the spot. To make it short, she asked me not to attend his funeral since we aren't married. Today, I met her son at the mall with his wife and twins.
It's crazy. This is crazy.
No. This is good for context. If this morning you woke up and you were like, I'm not having a good day. That is having a bad... So, I mean, can you imagine? There you are swimming through the food court. Trying to catch a carbohydrate. And then you're like, is it a ghost?
You mourned, babes.
Could it be? And now you must mourn at a mall in public like that. The entire thread, which is truly is quite something to behold. Has been described as a thing of both beauty and tears, is available at ecr.co.za. Just click on Stacey and Jay Spoon.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.